Cases like Steve's offer scientists like Kathy Price a unique window into how the brain and language connect together.
20 years ago, I was told that the brain wasn't relevant to our study of language. And the reason for that was that we had so little information. The two types of information that we had were either from autopsies of people who had died after they had had a language difficulty, or we were using brain scans where the information was so blurred that you couldn't really see very much detail about what was happening. So at that point, all we knew was that the left side of the brain was most important for language, and the front part of the brain is important for speaking, and the back part of the brain was important for understanding speech. So that was the sort of general level at which it was understood.
As scanning technology has improved, it's become apparent just how complicated the brain functions involved in language really are.